On behalf of myself and the entire crew, we'd like to welcome you on board Flight 209 with nonstop service to Chicago. In preparation for taxi and takeoff, please make sure your seatbelt is securely fastened and that your seatback and tray table are securely locked in their upright position. After takeoff, our flight attendants will be serving dinner with your choice of steak or fish. Now please sit back, relax, as we take you through the features of this briefing for March 15th, 2010. This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 5. Air Canada announced that beginning on May 3rd, it will double the number of weekly flights from Toronto to Norman Manley Airport in Kingston, Jamaica, and deploy larger aircraft. The current service is twice a week and will increase to 4 times a week, and will be operated by a 243-seat Boeing 767, as opposed to a 120-seat Airbus A319. Boeing has added a fourth 787 to its test fleet with the completion of the first flight of ZA-003. ZA-003 is the only test 787 that will include elements of the passenger interiors. In addition to demonstrating the interior meets its certification requirements, this plane will be used to conduct tests on systems, noise performance, flight deck operations, avionics, electromagnetic effects, high-intensity radio frequency response, and extended operations. In a final sad note, actor Peter Graves, best known to aviation enthusiasts as Captain Clarence Over from the classic 1980 aviation spoof movie Airplane, died Sunday of a heart attack at age 83. The producers of the movie relied on his reputation for serious roles to comedic effect, and the result is movie history. In a final tribute, we send him off in a manner deserving.
Flight 209er, you are cleared for takeoff.
Roger.
Huh?
LA departure frequency 123.9er.
Roger.
Huh?
Request vector. Over.
What?
Flight 209er, clear for vector 324.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger, Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Howard Radio, clearance over. That's
Clarence over.
This has been Flight Wisdom Briefing Number 5, March 15th, 2010. There's no reason to become alarmed, and we hope you'll enjoy the rest of your flight. By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?